Let's see if you guys can hear that. You know this song, right? Little dance party mornings, Friday, you guys. I know this is kind of a mellow song, but we got to hear Wild Wild World while we're doing this topic. Little dancing going on over here. I hope it is over there for you, those of you that are listening to the replay. Little dance going on.
Oh, baby, it's the wild world. It's hard to get by, just to hold it high. Oh, baby, it's the wild world. I'll always remember you, like a child girl. You know I've seen a lot of what the world can do.
I have to leave the song on until I know Jan's on for sure. She wanted a dance party this morning. 10 more seconds. Just let it go in your body, the beat, you guys. Just open up all chakras, all parts of you, just to start your day. Here we go.
Oh, baby, it's the wild world.
Yay. All right. I was dancing. I don't know about you, Franny.
Ten.
Bit.
It's a good one.
I know. Cass Stevens. I'm, like, loving him lately. What is? Hello, everyone. Thanks for being a part of our Friday morning mini dance party with Cass Stevens and Wild Wild World. I love that song. Maxi Priest, we were listening to it last night. He does an awesome version of it too. But anyway, today is it's Friday. Yay! I don't know about you. I'm a stay-at-home mom, working mom, so Friday's not a huge day for me. It feels like it's like most of the others, right? But today's really a cool day. I'm so excited to have Franny Little as our guest host. She's going to be sharing some awesomeness. Just one of the things I have to say I love about Franny, you guys got to check her out on Facebook. I have the link here in the Blog Talk Radio show if you see that. Her Facebook page. But this woman is a bright, I am not exaggerating when I say this, probably one of the brightest, most positive lights I've seen on Facebook. Just constantly, it's like I know that's your gift, is to just penetrate through all the darkness, all the crap, all the icky, and just give us these huge doses of positive energy, Franny. And so I just feel so blessed, excited to have you on the show this morning. And I am just going to turn it over to you. We can be in conversation, and those of you that are listening, you know you can pop on. You push one, which I'll share in a little while again. But Franny, I'm going to hand it over to you and let you just start talking. That's okay.
Okay. Thank you for this opportunity, Jennifer. I'm so excited to share my gift with everyone and the light. For those of you who just popped on, my name is Franny Little, and I'll just tell you a little bit about myself. I'm from southeastern Idaho, and I live next to Yellowstone National Park and the Grand Tetons. And my husband and I have been married for 16 years, and we have four fun, adorable kids from the ages of 11 to 4. Sorry, sometimes I forget how old my children are. I'm a stay-at-home mom and a secretary for our tire business. I love speaking and learning about truth, and I enjoy sharing my voice and empowering my friends and loved ones to be their best selves. So there you go.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. So the topic today that we're going to talk about is to change the way you look at the world and know that you need for nothing and that everything needs you. And I just stepped
into... I want to take a deep breath on that one.
Yeah, I know. It's huge.
That, I just want to take
it's
a deep
huge.
Breath.
I know. This might sound a little deep for some of you, but I'm kind of a deep person, so here
good.
You go.
It feels good. I think everybody will love it.
Yeah. Yeah. So yesterday, and I just recently just stepped into this new paradigm shift, and I stepped into it yesterday when I was watching this YouTube video, and it was called It was talking about how the dollar wants you. And then it just started to shift not only from the dollar and money, it started to shift like the way I see the world, the way I see inanimate objects, the way I clean my house. Because everything already has been provided for us by the Lord. We need for nothing. And actually, the earth is, when you think about man being on the earth, we were made dominion to be over this earth, and that this earth actually needs us. It needs us to cultivate it. It needs us to make it wonderful and beautiful. And but because we are the greatest intelligence on this earth. Like, we can't have money. Money does not have an intelligence. We have to give money that intelligence. For example, with just everyday experiences that I've been having, like, I really have this nice desk, and sometimes things just get plopped on it and it gets messy. And I'm like, well, I don't need to clean my desk. My desk needs it. Needs me to clean it, you know. And like, we just got some little kittens, and they got lost, and I was like, well, we don't really need the kittens. The kittens need us to provide for them and to keep them safe. So just little things like that.
I love that.
Like,
I love
that.
Yeah,
like, yeah. And
what,
like,
cool,
my car
concept.
I don't need my car. My car needs it. You know, it means me.
Right. Well, it's such a different, it's a total shift in how we think. And
yeah.
We know words are powerful, and how we share words, how we say things is so powerful. So I love that you're really bringing to consciousness our, what we're saying out loud or even thinking.
Yeah.
I can see that when we step into that, it would be like, and you're probably going to talk about it, but even just that creation possibility, like really stepping into creation with those words.
It absolutely, it totally is creation. And I mean, you know, Satan has skewed the world. He has made us believe that through his many schemes that we need the world. And that's not true. He wants us to make us feel like we are nothing and that we have no power. We were born powerful, and we need to remember that again.
Mm, I love that.
And even
so,
like people that suffer, when I think of people that suffer, they still have a light, but it's just them. And that's why they need us to build them up, so others will need them again.
Mm, I love that. So it's
Not
like it's different energy too. It's interesting when you're talking, because right away I can feel like I'm getting this sense that people might be triggered by the word need, first of all. The word need.
Right.
Because you think about need, well, we need air, we need water, we need these things
right.
to survive,
right.
to live. I mean, meaning our bodies to actually live. So when you're talking
yes.
about need, I don't know if you've thought about that, but what does that mean to you? I hope I'm not shifting that.
Well, yeah, no,
and
I've thought about this. I'm like, okay, what's the other side of this? Because people are going to be like, well, why do I need you? You know, and people might think that's cocky, you know. But
right.
everybody has a gift. And, you know, we're all on level ground. It's just that,
mm-hmm.
like for you, for example, with your I Love My Body diet, you have a knowledge and you have a gift and you've provided something that they need
mm-hmm.
to build them up.
Mm-hmm.
And like with air, that is there to serve us. I don't feel
mm-hmm.
like... I feel like things that have already been put on this earth, it's a service to us.
Mm.
It's not that we're needy for it. It's just, it's already there to serve us.
Mm. I love that. Like the giving and receiving.
Yeah.
I really put in perspective when I just think about, so for instance, how many women or how many people we talk to in business or in whatever it is that they feel like they really feel bad about and or that people aren't utilizing those services that they have. And to really believe that people, that you have something that people need on the planet.
Yes.
To really
mm-hmm.
believe that.
I wonder if we've lost a lot of that. Is that what you're saying too? Is that we've lost this knowing that we really are this true gift that people need? And maybe it's not everybody, but maybe it's like 5 people, maybe it's 30 people, whatever it is.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Like I was driving my car through the drive-thru of the bank, and I was like, this bank couldn't function without me, you, or anyone else that puts their money in this bank, and even the grocery store. Like, it wouldn't, not like, all these businesses would not be anything without people.
I love that. Well, because it also puts in perspective. Yeah, no, I do. That's such a great point. And so, even for instance, and again, if anybody's wanting to share too, I just want to make sure that people know you can push one. But I love too that the idea of that it's like this, we're giving our gifts because we know that people truly do need like to sustain our spirits, need the gifts of the people of the planet. And then those people that are giving those gifts, if we put our, you know, realize that we are here to serve, truly to give these gifts and serve, and the exchange of whatever that is what it will be. But I love this idea. Again, it's just that service, we're giving and then we're receiving, like this constant flow.
Yes, absolutely. You're right on it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know. My heart was just so full and my chest was burning with this truth that everything that I learned yesterday, and I'm just like, I have to share this. This is so exciting because it raised my vibration and it made me feel empowered and like I am somebody. I am here for a reason, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what everybody needs to, because if people are struggling with, because, you know, this is the I Love My Body diet, I was just like, I was like, people really need to feel good about themselves, and your body is here to serve you. You just have to tell it what to do.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And even in that service, even when we tell it what to do, at least that's what I found, is that even in sickness and things, it's still teaching me and it is serving me by allowing me to learn what I need for eternity, for whatever it is my lessons are here.
Yeah.
So, no, it's so true. Our bodies do. They truly do. And again, it's this thing where we're not, what I'm sensing too is that you're talking about we're not in fight. We're not in battle.
We're not. Mm-hmm. It's just this solid feeling like, yes. I am wonderful. It's so good. You just can't stop. When you learn and you change the way you think about things, it gives you a real energy that you just can't stop.
When you identify truth, it's like, isn't that true? Like when you identify truth, it fuels us. It really does give us true energy that is sustainable.
Yes,
sustainable energy,
I
guess.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that, Franny. So when you're talking about this, because I know we were going to talk a little bit about money, and we can talk on that or not, but I'm just curious. So with this, is there a way to kind of connect this to money? Have you done that yesterday when you were thinking about this?
Yes, and I really did. And that's what, when I was learning about the dollar wants you, it was just... It was really talking about money, but I was just thinking outside the box, and I was just putting it towards everything else, you know. So with this dollar wants you, you have to actually put your intelligence and know that whatever money you're putting out there is really the only money that you have, because energy is always moving. Money is just a manifestation of energy. And so you've got to keep it going in order to be able to create with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a lot of it is, if you're feeling in lack, you just have to put that intelligence, those thoughts, and just imagine all of this big pile of money, and you just, this is what I do. I pretend I'm fishing, and I put this energetic fishing cord around this money, and then I just feed it with love and anything that I feel inspired to feed it with, and then you can just start reeling it in. But sometimes it takes longer, just depending on what you need to learn in order to get that, in order to get that money, because this life is all about experience. Our money creates experiences for us. So I've done that, and then the next time I looked in my bank account, I had money there. It was so awesome. Whether a client had paid us, or what, or we got a credit in the mail, you know, that we got to keep that money. So, yeah,
you
that's
know,
how it's worked for us.
I love that, and Franny, you know, just, you know, I can't help but think. I really, oh man, just when you said that money wants me. Okay, just each one of us on this call, if we just let ourselves really think about that. If money wants me, now think about if money wants you, if money really wants you, what is then the thing that's keeping us from money?
Right.
In my head, if money wants me, it's really about, if it truly wants me, it's really about me not receiving it.
Exactly.
So either, right? So it's so funny because just even saying that, I don't even have to do anything except receive it. All I have to do is open up and go, okay, I allow you in right now. That's it.
Yeah.
And again, I go back to, you know, I think about, especially for women, we are receivers. That's a feminine energy, and we receive money. And it's funny because we talk, you know, in the pornography world, the anti-pornography world and the recovery world, about men and women, and men are the givers, and even physically they do, and women receive men. And it's so interesting when you think about this. As women, we don't think we have a lot to give if we're not doing a business or we're not bringing money in physically into our families. But the reality is, and if you just think about this one phrase, I'm just loving this right now. If you just think about that one phrase of money wants me, and I am just going to open up and say yes. Just say yes to it and say, I want you also. I love that you want me. Here you go. Like, you get to have me.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, and then all of a sudden, we are the receivers for our family. We now, if we work on this and allow this in, our husbands or whoever we have providing for us, whatever that is, if we're not providing, meaning physically, that money is just going to start flowing in because it's going to need to flow in because it wants us. So it's just such an interesting concept. You don't even have to, you know, women, I know there's so much that we think we have to do. But I have been learning, I don't know about you, Franny, but receiving has been a huge thing I've been learning, a huge energy I've been learning about as a woman.
I know. Yeah, exactly. I've been learning about receiving, too. It was so hard. Okay, so I'm going to go back in time. When I was in high school, it was so hard for me because people kept complimenting me and saying, oh, you're wonderful. We love you. We love being your friend. And it was so hard for me to accept that, like, really?
Mm.
Really? And all I had to do was say thank you. I just had to say thank you. That was so simple.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's so hard to receive anything, even if it's just a compliment, you know?
It's really amazing, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
Again, we overcomplicate these things, and I wonder if God is just saying, really, I wonder if he is just going, keep it simple, people.
Like, you know, exactly.
It's really
like,
not
you complicate
as you're making it right now.
Exactly. I know. We're the ones that put us in more turmoil than anything else.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, receiving's huge.
No. Well, that's what I'm seeing this as. I'm actually going to really work on this. I'm going to allow this. I'm going to start visualizing, not just with money, but other things that I have on, you know, on my vision board and what I've been working on creating.
Absolutely.
In my life.
Absolutely. Right. Well, I mean, even really quick, there's an LDS talk about how we are putting up our umbrellas and we're not allowing ourselves to receive all these blessings, you know. Get your umbrella out of the way and start letting it fall upon you.
Wow. Well, gosh, that's so interesting because you think about why do people put umbrellas? Because if people are putting umbrellas up, it's because they don't want to get wet. But again, the symbolism, what is that really meaning with the blessings? Because with blessings comes, I mean, maybe we do get a little wet. Maybe there are some things. Maybe we do have to get out of our comfort zones. Maybe we are going to have to be happier, be freer, have more fun, go dancing in the rain. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's all these things I'm thinking when you think about taking the umbrella away.
Well, even if it's for fun things, okay, you could say, you know, that vacation needs me because I need to work on myself and be a better person so I can come back and, you know.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
So, I mean, just the simplest things, if you just turn it around and not say, oh, I need that, say, well, it needs me because I'm going to be a better person because of that.
Oh, my gosh. That's my new mantra. It needs me.
It needs me.
I'm going to be sharing that everywhere. I'm going to do a Periscope about it, dang it.
I know. It just puts a smile on your face.
It really does. And it's just a different, it is a paradigm shift. Because if you really step into it, it will just support you throughout the day. For instance, even inspirations are coming as you're helping me. Me personally, thinking about this, I'm already having inspirations with stuff. So it's like an automatic gate opener for inspiration and abundance. I mean, right away.
Yes.
I'm curious if anybody has any thoughts about this or what they're feeling. I really want to know some of the callers on here. If you want to push one and share what do you think about this concept? I mean, we can call it a concept or a truth, whatever you want to call it. I mean, I can see, I'm going to test it out and experiment on it because I like doing that with stuff and see what happens. But does any of you have thoughts or questions or an experience that you have? And Franny, I'll leave it to you to tell if there's anything else you want to share about that.
Yeah, well, I just think that when everything needs you, you say it needs me. It opens doors. You're not closing any doors. Because if you keep saying, I need that, it puts a debt. It puts a lack. Mm-hmm. But we want to open doors, and we want to leave people and things with more. So it raises that vibration.
Mm. I love it. Yeah, let's see. It needs me, money wants me, and this is my new phrase too, take the umbrella down.
Yes.
I love it. I'm just totally going to use that.
And be in the receiving.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, we have somebody. I was actually going to ask a question. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
This is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
I've just been having the most fun with you guys. I just
yay!
Been hitting the spot, and
good.
I've been giggling and laughing. You just get these imageries.
I love it.
It feels wonderful. And I went jogging the other day. It started raining, and my husband and I were both out there, and we loved it. I was thoroughly enjoying. Receiving all that rain on and is washing off the sweat, cleansing me. It is so awesome. So, but I wondered, help me think this through. When you're because my math brain is a very mathematical mind. If we say that. Because I get maybe I took it too far and I said, okay, if say you're going to help a client and you say that they need you, is it just the money that needs you? Or if they need you and you want to give them whatever you want to give them, does that put them in a deficit or debt?
No. They're actually in the receiving end and they need your tools. They need your knowledge that they don't have. So they can be lifted up.
Yeah, but you're saying you need. Maybe as long as they're not saying that they need you in their head. You know,
yes.
I see.
Yes.
So it's a kind of a meeting in the middle. that need is right or needs are being met in the middle.
Well, it's kind of like a ripple effect.
Because
then when they receive what you have, they can go to someone else and they can put someone in the receiving. See, this puts everybody in the receiving end and getting more light and knowledge.
That's
instead
cool.
of just like giving away everything, they're actually in the receiving.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
Well, I was just going to say again, going back to the, you know, let's just say it's sex. Let me go back to that. I mean, seriously, think about that though. A man is giving that to a woman and a woman receives it, right? So when I think about that, though, at the same time a woman receives it, she knows that that man is needing her to receive him. If she said no, he can't give that. So I guess to me, like, it's almost like it, and I don't even know how the words right for this, but I, it's like the receiving and the giver become one and the same
exactly.
when you do this.
That's
exactly
so beautiful.
I don't know how you'd explain it mathematically. You probably have, or more logically.
Well, the thing that I love it when there's, yeah, add magic to the math. That's really cool. But the big experience I wanted to share was the on the I love my body diet exercise. Is it receiving hugs? I thought that that was magical experience. So that was if you ask which, you know, comes out in your mind, what was your coolest one? That's mine. It was very life-changing for me. I didn't have time to do it. I mean, I didn't have anybody in my life on that day, but we ended, I think it was the 4th of July activity at my church. And I remember that I had that activity to do. So I had this big opportunity, and at concentrating on that energy of opening up and receiving love from them, it just changed everything. That I, people were looking at me, there was a magic. There was the people. You know, they're consciously aware of it. It's a magic that happens between you. But it seemed like I was so much more well-received when I was open to receiving their love. And I realized that before I had only been giving it. You know, I love people and I reach out to them. But if you're not open to receive it, like, I don't know what it is. They feel that there's something missing. And it just changed the equation completely for me to open up. It was
that's beautiful, Carolyn. Thank you.
Magical, yummy space. And I said it this morning when you guys were describing this relationship to me.
That's actually a great imagery to have of giving hugs and receiving hugs, and to use that even again. Because money is such a touchy thing for people. And if you just let go of all the junk with it, all the, you know, I'm not supposed to have money, I'm supposed to have money, whatever. If you just, I know those beliefs are there, but if you just let go of that and just do this, because I know even with our bodies, it's the same thing, right, Carolyn? You could be going back and forth, well, I do think this, I don't believe this, I can't hug, I can't. This person isn't like me, this thing, you know, you can go on and on until you just step in and do it. That's the beauty of the I Love My Body Diet. When you step in and actually, we invite you to do those exercises that day, that exercise, or whatever day you're going to do it. But we invite you to do it, even if you have tons of negative beliefs coming up, even if you have, I don't get what this is, I don't know why I want to do this. If you just do it, that's when the shifts and the transitions start happening. And same thing I'm hearing with this, too, how cool to think that with money. We do have another comment, too. I'd love to have them on. But, Carolyn, I love that you just shared that. Now I'm going to have an image, too. With just, you know, receiving money hugs.
I love it.
Money love.
Receive the money hugs. And you know what, again, I love the whole money needs me, because when I think about that, like when I think about going out in public, I'm always like in my own little shell going, well, kind of introverted and self-absorbed. When I think, well, people need my hug, that right away can shift me, and all of a sudden I can start receiving in that moment. So that's what I think this concept of what you're talking about is so key. It can get us out of that stuck space.
What's so cool about that situation is that they are, their need for that hug isn't met unless you're open to receive theirs in return. This movement you were talking really about, the money needs to keep moving.
Absolutely. So true. That's beautiful. Thank you, Carolyn, for sharing. Brandy, do you have anything to share about that before we hop on to, we'll have our next caller on?
You got it right. Yeah, it's so beautiful. It just allows you to get out of your huddling in your box and get out of the box and be like, the world needs me. So, yes. It's so good.
I love it. Hi, who is on?
This is Whitney Singh. So,
hi,
Brandy.
How are you doing?
Hi, Whitney. Invited me
Yay.
To come on. And I was listening to what Carolyn said, and it's not, you know, like, Franny had knowledge that I needed. So it's not necessarily that I needed Franny, but I needed the knowledge that she had to answer a question that I had. And that's how, you know, my question was in the need. You know, it's not necessarily us being needy, but I wanted my help. That's basically what it was. And she had knowledge that I had no clue about. And so now I have my help. And now... I get to, it's wonderful because yesterday she called me with what you are talking about today. And I get to say, I don't need money. Money needs me. We have this house that is almost done. That house needs us to live in it. The ground needs us to till the land, you know. And so that was the way people can work together, too, is more of like their knowledge. You don't need the people, you need what they know. Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you. You know, it's funny because when you're sharing it, I don't know why this comes up for me, but I'm understanding exactly what you're saying, Whitney, and I love what you're sharing about, because it's true. I mean, again, with Franny, you know, her coming on the show right now and sharing this knowledge with us is, I mean, I know I consciously know I needed this? I don't know. But I know that it just enhanced my life. And I will tell you, though, that it could have come through somebody else, but Franny, to me, and this is something that I don't know, I live in this every day, but I cannot tell you exactly what it is. It's that worth of a soul. So I know that, and so is our worth dependent on our knowledge and our gifts? And I don't know, this is a really good question. It's not something we probably can talk about right now, but it's something I've pondered, and I still don't know fully the answer to, honestly, because when I think about Franny giving me this knowledge, it's like perfect. I can't imagine somebody else giving me this knowledge. So Franny, it's almost like I do need Franny to give me the knowledge. So I'm curious what you guys think about that, because it is something that I think about these things a lot, and I know that somebody else could do it, but there's something special about her. Just like I think about, you know, we talk about all these wonderful people out there. Of course, one of my greatest mentors is Mother Teresa. And then I think of Christ and these people, and these were very specific people with gifts, and it probably could have come through somebody else, but did we need Mother Teresa to do those things? Did we need Jesus Christ to be the one who stood up and do that? And maybe, obviously, somebody else could have done the work they did. Does that make sense? I'm just curious what you think about that.
I know.
Because I think about this a lot.
Well,
go ahead, sorry.
Oh, well, I was thinking, you know, Christ, we need Christ because he's the only one that could do that for us, you know? So I just had a train of thought and then it kind of went away. But anyway, people need people.
People are
I guess it's just
so curious,
the vessel that you are.
Well, but
that
then
you've been
so
created
it's kind of like
to be.
Is my worth like the vessel? I'm a vessel. So it's kind of like a ship. It's a beautiful, you know, it's a vessel. It gets us somewhere. It holds our cargo. It gets us to where we need to go. And then the ship can just be tossed. And we know that even they talk about in the scriptures, you know, dust to dust we go. But I'm curious. I don't know. This could go on forever. But I'm really curious because there's something. I feel like there is a worth, though, to even, like, me. To me and who I am.
Right.
Besides just even, or am I nothing without that knowledge or that those gifts or, you know, God's love or, well, I know I'm not, I don't know. It's so interesting. Winnie, what were you going to say? I'm curious.
Sorry. I was just saying people can be placed in your paths or you can be placed in theirs. And I think that's what happened to Franny and I. We met at a bunco game. You know?
Oh, and prerequisite to this story, I prayed for Whitney. I knew there was a friend out there that I needed to touch and, you know, fill her life with beauty. And so I prayed for Whitney because I knew there was someone that needed me. I didn't know who it was. And then when we met at this bunco game, and she told me about what she was going through, you know, that spirit said, she needs you. You need to talk to her and don't leave here without talking to her because she needs you. And now we've been friends for like 3 years or so. So it's been a great experience.
And what's great about Franny is she's this light energy. Me, I'm more heavy. And so we're complete opposites. And it balances out. So I can be a little bit more lighter. And I think that's what has happened to me.
Well, I'm thinking.
We're putting people back.
No, and I love that, Whitney. And we'll end with this, you guys. I'm so grateful you shared, Whitney, and just hearing you two talk about one another. So neat, and your experience. Because you know what, the word that's coming in my head is choices. It sounds like Franny was making certain choices that really brought you into her life, and you were making certain choices that allowed Franny to be in your life and for you guys to be in one another's lives. And so it's interesting because I wonder, really, the choices we make can determine what we experience on this planet. Every choice we make, and being responsible for those choices, knowing that it's going to give us, you know, I mean, I don't know. That's just the word choices came up. So again,
yeah,
what do we choose even with this, you know, am I going to choose to put the umbrella down and let the blessings in? And what's going to happen from that? Who am I going to encounter? What crazy, amazing things are going to happen in my life if I took down the umbrella?
Yeah.
Just from that choice that
amazing.
I made the choice. Nobody else can make it for me.
Yeah, I love that. I love the word choices, but it puts so much into it.
It's really interesting. And maybe that's where, you know, God, they say it's the only thing we really have that's ours is our free will. So maybe that is ours. That's ours to give. What is ours to give is our choices. And what I choose is the gift that I can be to those around me. If I don't choose to do these certain things, to live the life that God would have me live, to be in my gifts, like you said, even with the I Love My Body diet, it's a choice for me to step into that. It's a conscious choice that it's very difficult a lot of times because there's a lot of that goes into it, you know, a lot of work and a lot of challenges inside of myself. Yet it's something that I keep choosing to do. So anyway, I just want to thank you so much, Franny, for choosing to be on this show and sharing this amazing, beautiful truth. I believe it's truth. I'm going to test it out. Is there any last word you'd like to share before we get off?
Yeah, just choose to be awesome and know that you're amazing and don't take anything less than amazingness because you're worth it.
I love it.
We're
I
all
love
worth
it, Franny.
It.
And you, like I said, she's a great one, you guys, to just check out and to just feel her vibe on a day-to-day basis. You've always been just so supportive and wonderful. So, Franny, thank you so much for being on this call and sharing this. And it just truly uplifted my life and inspired me today. So
thank you.
Well, and we will, let's see if there's any, is there any music going on this thing? Let's see. Maybe a little Cat Stevens to end us on. Somebody else. So, you guys, thank you. Have a wonderful day today. It is a wild world, but we have a choice to make it completely awesome, as Franny said. Have a wonderful weekend. Love you guys. Talk to you Monday.